Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Get it in writing. Again, we had this over the last couple of months. The basics keep coming up. Time, get it in writing. You know, very basic things that we keep talking about them because we keep hearing stories about them. So this next one, we've got a brand new RAIN member, found a property. I don't think they were talking to the realtor very much because the application for the mortgage was a 5% down mortgage. And then when they sat down with the mortgage broker who said, so you're moving in on the closing date? Member said, moving in? What are you talking about? I got tenants lined up for this place. The broker goes, uh-oh, why would I? So the CMHC application collapses. They start on a new application for conventional financing, but they really have to start over on this. While they're moving from CMHC to conventional, the contract as written had 2 weeks in it for financing, and they got an extension to the financing condition, got that in writing. But getting the new mortgage was tougher because it was going to be 20% down, gift letters required, lots more analysis by the lender, and further extensions to the financing condition are required and to the closing day. The seller is now traveling. We're now into weeks 4 and 5 of this mortgage application. The seller is traveling, and they can't get hold of the seller to get the extensions in writing. They talk to the seller's realtor. Listen, we really want to buy it, and you know we want to get this extension. Sorry, the guy isn't around. Seller's realtor says, I'm sure he wants to sell, and I'm sure he doesn't mind giving you extensions. Not guaranteeing that. That's what I think. So this non-RAIN realtor and our new member carry on. Remove conditions. And they haven't got it extended in writing. They finally get their financing. They go to the seller who's now back in town and say, okay, we've got our financing finally, and now we're 5 weeks into it. And so let's set a closing day. And the seller says, you know what? I've changed my mind. I don't want to close. What are you going to do? You don't have a contract. I got the letter from the realtor's office saying, so this deal has collapsed, and unless you tell us different, we're proposing to release the $6,500 deposit to the seller. So, there's nothing I can really do about forfeiting that deposit. Seller's going to get that deposit if you fail to close after you remove your conditions. But you are exposed when you fail to close, not just to loss of deposit, but to other losses that the seller might suffer. If you don't close, the rule is the seller has to now take this property, remarket it, not fire sale it, but remarket it on a reasonable basis to a new buyer, sell it for whatever he can sell it for, and then he totes up what he's lost, and that's what you're responsible for. Sellers rarely do that. Mostly they just take the deposit and carry on because they have to sue you and it's a pain in the butt, retainers, no guarantees, etc. So in this particular case, I wrote a letter going, well, seller didn't do this and he promised this and I think we can make an argument about representation here. And anyway, I threw up some red herrings. It's really all they were was red herrings. But my goal was to get the seller to give our member a release saying, I'll take the $6,500 and I'm not suing you for anything else. So they agreed to that, and we managed to get a release so that nothing else, there would be no other backblow on that. But what do we learn out of this whole thing? So folks, I know you haven't heard it before, but when you get that cheap CMHC financing, you got to be moving into the property. You got to be moving in, and it's not for a day or a week. It has to be that your intention is to move into that property as your personal residence. There's no fudging. There's no fudging the details of moving in and maybe getting your address changed and staying there for a week, but your real intention is cheap financing. So you got to mean to move in. Got to use a realtor with investment experience. I think that's mostly Rain Realtors will keep you out of trouble, but there are other good and decent realtors with investment experience. Got to have one with some experience. And it's our guy in Toronto, Shale Rothman. Shale's the Toronto real estate, Rain real estate lawyer. And Shale says, if it isn't in writing, it doesn't exist. And that is so true. I just can't believe that this deal would have cruised along without extensions to the financing condition and the closing date. So, and lastly, remember about trying to ask for a release. I hope none of you are ever in the situation where you're losing a deposit because it didn't close, but try and remember to ask for a release if you're going to give up your deposit and limit your liability in that regard.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymcguire.ca.